Blog Talk Radio.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl.
What's going on, everybody? It is I, William Powell, the host from the coast, otherwise known as the King of DC Media. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I hope all is well with my listeners tonight. Let me remind you that DC Actors Examiner is brought to you by this show and is easily found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Tonight I have on the show producer extraordinaire Blaise Hsieh and actress producer Winnie Bangura. And they recently wrapped up a film called Coming from Africa, so let me bring them on in. Hey, Blaise. Hey, Wendy.
Hello, hey, William. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How y'all feeling tonight?
Yeah, very well. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's fantastic. So let's just dive right in. Let's talk about Coming from Africa. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Coming from Africa is a movie about immigration, you know. There's always immigration issue. It's about how stressful it can be when we immigrants, we are trying to adjust our status in the United States of America. So it's about an engineer who did complete his studies and then had a one-year work visa. And he's struggling to renew his visa, and he's trying everything to keep his family in the United States. And, you know, there's a conflict between his wife and him because his wife doesn't want to overstay in America with an expired visa. And so he's going to try to everything to get his visa, even to leave his family.
Right, so yeah, you got to try to keep the family together.
Yes. I don't want to tell you everything because I want everybody to go to the movie theater so I can make some money. I'm just kidding.
So speak about making money. When is the show, when is the film premiere?
The film premiere, we are shooting for mid-June.
Oh, okay, great, great. And where are you thinking about premiering it?
First premiere, I think in Washington, D.C. area, not yet located, and then in Martinsburg, West Virginia, my hometown, in Cameroon, in England, in everywhere, Australia, wherever we can do the premiere, we do it. In the United States, like in North Carolina, Charlotte, California.
Uh-huh.
I have the people already preparing the premiere in California, Los Angeles, so a little bit everywhere.
It sounds like you have quite a network there, Blaise. How'd you put together that network?
Yeah, the network was established from the first movie. And then, you know, when you work also with established people like Wendy Bangura, who has also a strong connection in the movie industry, so that helps too. You know, and Donald Im, who is a production manager also one of the main actors. And when you have Robert Christie, that you know, the famous Robert Christie.
Right.
You know, with all these connections, I think that makes everything easier.
Right. Okay, so now, Wendy, talk a little bit more about your character. Who do you play in the movie?
Well, my character, I played as Blaise, the producer and the actor, award-winning producer, Blaise's wife.
Okay.
Yeah. And my character, you know, basically I'm married to Blaise. You know, it's all about immigration. My husband is working very hard so for us to stay in the United States. So the only way he's going to try to, you know, to sleep around with different women to try to get his paper, whereby I'm not happy about it, but you know, what do I have to do, you know? But I just don't want to give all the details, but this is a must-watch movie. I mean, the movie is such an intriguing movie. It has a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be a blockbuster. My character is quite unique because I had a great time with Blaze. Blaze is a comedian. Oh, my God. Like, he is such a comic actor. And he really did such a great job. All of the actors did well.
You know, let me tell you something. When you work with a very wonderful and very beautiful actress and talented too, like Wendy Bangura, everything flows very well. You try to do the best to make it really work. You try to utilize all this, you know, potential right there, you know, and then to make it, because she has the screen presence, you know, and also the talent. And everything did look very natural, you know, it didn't look fake at all.
No, the chemistry was on point.
Yeah, chemistry is very important.
Very, very important.
I mean, because Blaze, you know, Blaze posted a picture on Facebook. A lot of his fans were like, oh, Blaze, is that your wife? I mean, everybody is just commenting on the pictures. They love it. Like, the trailer looks so awesome. Like, Blaze, all the actors did an awesome job. I mean, because I was really impressed, like, you know, working with diverse actors, like, Caucasian, white, African American, you know, I mean, we really had fun, you know, it was so professionally and well done. So, Blaze did a great job, trust me, he did.
I'm just a lucky guy to have talented people, you know. The credit I have is to be able to find them, and, you know, I don't know how I did to find Wendy. Wendy is just, I didn't find any better actor to play that role, really. And I look forward to working with you in the future, in future projects. I didn't know that as a producer, because she's, first of all, a producer, so I didn't know that, you know, besides that, you know, that side of the business, she was really a very, very, very good actor, a very, very good actress, but I was very impressed. I'm not surprised about that.
So Wendy, tell us what's going on with Entrapped. There's been a lot of word on the street about that. Tell me about that.
The Entrapped. Okay. Well, the latest geez, I just want to say, with God, all things are possible, and I'm so excited. My movie is going to air in South Africa. And currently I'm trying to do a premiere, like, in different states, you know, so, but right now I just want to focus on the premiering of my film and focus on, you know, like, for the distribution as well, you know, so right now everything is on process.
Okay, so now, Blaze, how was it working with Robert Christie?
Robert Christie is a genius. He's a genius. I've never seen. I spent time learning a lot because he's an acting coach and a director. I spent time learning a lot, and the more I did learn from him, I was just shocked and amazed. I think he knows more than what the cinema knows. He did use some techniques that I see only in Hollywood, really, and. You know, if a producer wants to hire him, he has to be prepared, because Robert Christie is a perfectionist. He's not going to move to the next scene until he pulls out of the actors, you know, the best out of them. And he can work with everybody. He can make even an amateur look very good. He's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it. He's a genius.
Yes, he is.
He's amazing. He's an amazing human being. He's very patient. Very, always on time, always, you know, he's a very passionate about what he's doing, and he wants always the best. His name is very important. He started big, and he want to keep that name up. It's very important, the reputation. And I give him credit. The reason why I went toward him, I was lucky for him to direct this movie. I didn't believe it. I just tried, and then when he said yes, I said, bingo, I won the jackpot.
Won the jackpot, huh?
Yeah, I won the jackpot, because he directing this movie makes this movie big already. You know, a lot of people, he's going to draw a lot of crowd. And, you know, he did friend a lot of good actors who play with Jack Nicholson. I'm sorry, Samuel L. Jackson, I'm talking about. what's his name again? So many actors. So many actors, Hollywood actors went, you know, in the trend, a lot of them. I'm talking about the Johnny Alonso, that's his name, you know, Johnny Alonso.
Oh, okay, yeah, Johnny Alonso is a good one.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a Hollywood actor. His name is out there, so he did train him. And the guy acknowledged that, you know, he trained a bunch of them. Emmy Award winners, you know. So he's a genius.
Oh, yeah. And here you had my man Jim Morris on there. How was he on the set?
You know, I don't need to tell you about Jim Morris. He's an excellent actor. He's an excellent actor. You know, when I went to visit the editing crew, I started like, he's an amazing actor. He's the type of actor who makes you look good when, you know, he makes you flow. I've been lucky, fortunate to work with this actor like Wendy. She makes you flow.
Great.
Blaise, be natural. Blaise, be natural. Okay, I'm your wife. I said, okay, I wish it could be real, you know. I said, okay.
And then you had Carmelita Payton, too. How was she on the set?
Oh, my God. As I said, you keep Carmelita is a bomb. It's an accomplished actor. She is wonderful. Wonderful. You forgot about Sharif. Sharif Folks, the guy who did finish the movie, I think that was last year.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Discovery Channel all the time.
Yeah.
Very good actor. There are so many good actors, man. You bring the memory.
Keith.
Scott.
Chazelle.
Very good actor. Who else again? There are so many.
Chazelle.
You forgot Lee Sturdivant. Sturdivant.
Lee, yeah. Oh,
very
Lee, yeah.
I think he's the best of all of us. I think so. That's my opinion. I don't want to offend nobody. I think he's the best. Lee Sturdivant. He's the best.
Lee, Lee is a comedian. He makes everybody laugh on set. The guy is such a genius. Oh, my God.
he's a genius. He can say he's the Anthony Hopkins of us. He's Anthony Hopkins of all of us. He's always serious when in normal life. You forgot about Ralph Moriello, very good actor. Ralph.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very talented, good actor. He's always serious when he talks to people.
Uh-huh.
But when he's on set, if you want to play comedy, oh, my God, it's very good. Any role, very good, very natural. You have a Shari Fox. You have a – who do we have again, Wendy?
Gita McCarthy.
Gita. Oh, Gita is very
funny.
Gita. Oh, Gita.
Yeah.
Gita McCarthy.
Very
She's pretty cool and so nice, down to earth. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All the cast are so cool, professional. I mean, they're all so likable. You know, we get along. We are like one family. I mean, I love the set. It's well organized. And Blaise, working with Blaise, I mean, I feel so happy and honored working with him.
Donald M. did a very good job as a production manager and as an actor. He's an excellent actor, too. He plays in a lot of Hollywood films.
So how long did it take you to shoot it?
Almost a year. It took a long time to shoot this movie, believe me. Long time, because we and Robert Christie wanted to make sure that he wants things to be perfect. I was under pressure because, you know, the budget, you know, I was the one, you know, as an executive producer, I had a budget. But when you hire somebody like Robert Christie, who's a perfectionist, you know, he cares about the budget, yes, that he wants, you know, to make it work. But if it takes so much time to coach an actor, to make everything go right, you know. So I had that pressure with him, you know. I said, oh, my God, we need to move faster because the budget, you know, I'm running out of money. At the meantime, we need to get things done right. You know, his name is behind, you know. So anybody who would like to work with him needs to be prepared very well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great coach, and he's very perfectionist and has a very good eye for detail.
Yeah. A very intelligent person, too. Very wise. Very humble. Intelligent.
Yeah.
Very wise.
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, I did watch it. I did listen to it, yes. Yes, I did listen to it. I did listen to it. It did give a lot of information, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have him on the show again. So now let's talk a little bit about I Am an American. What happened with that?
It was the first movie. And each first movie, what happens is that when you do the first movie, and Wendy will tell you the same thing when, you know, she did the Entrap. After the Entrap, the next movie will be a lot, even that the Entrap is a very, very good movie, it will be a lot better than the first one. So as I'm an American was like a trial. It was the introduction in the cinema world for me. And I was very honored to work with, you know, Master Jip, who directed the movie. What I'm saying is that, I'm an American had a good premiere in Washington, D.C., and in Martinsburg at Apollo Theater. And after that, you know what? I started being focused on the next pick. You know, people told me to wait until I make a lot of money from I Am an American before I start the next project. I said no, I need to do the next one coming from Africa. You know?
Yeah, you wanted to strike while the iron was hot. Yeah, Wendy, is that something you can relate to? Wendy is like trying to produce one film after the other.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, currently right now, you know, I'm almost done writing a story, you know, and I'm planning to shoot the film this year at the ending of the year. So, I mean, my first production was pretty cool, but, you know, like the first time, it's not going to be like a perfectionist job, but I give God thanks and glory that everything was pretty good. And I mean, my first movie was, I mean, all I can say, I mean, we all go through our own good, bad, whatever, you know, but right now my focus is to produce another film because I want to do back-to-back projects, you understand? And I also want to go to Sierra Leone to shoot a movie based on a true story.
Okay.
So my focus right now, I want the Entraps to come out. Then I can focus on another movie production. Yeah.
Wendy, you forgot to mention the fact that your movie, The Entrap, won a lot of awards.
Oh, thank you so much, Blaze.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, talk
Entrap.
About your awards.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I mean, it's such a huge success. My first movie, I invested my money, and it's a big success. I won 4 awards by the Nollywood Film Critics 2012 for Best Director and Best Actress in the Diaspora, and I won another award for Golden Icons Academy Awards for Best Director of Photography and Best Supporting Actress. So I'm really excited, and I'm so blessed. Like, this is a huge success for me, you know?
Yeah, so now, Wendy, do you find those awards, does that get you recognized, and does that kind of raise your stature a little bit?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, before, it actually did, you know, because I was recognized in all over the world. Like, you know, I keep having, you know, like friend requests, my fans, everybody was so excited about it. I mean, I feel blessed, and I'm really excited about it because this is a big accomplishment because I produced my first movie when I was like 24 years old. So, and I'm, you know, I am the youngest producer in the DMV, so you know how it takes, you know, to be young. But now, you know, I'm getting a little bit older as time goes by, but it's all good, you know. I mean, I'm loving the journey. I'm really happy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about doing what you want to be doing.
Right. And working with Blaze, you know, my movie, I played a supporting role, and Blaze gave me a huge, I mean, I'm so thankful and grateful for what he did to me. Blaze, I mean, he saw me, and he said, Wendy, you know what? I mean, I would like to work with you, you know. And he came over my house. I mean, you know, we had a, you know, a business discussion about the movie. And he said, Wendy, I would like to work with you. I'm like, sure, then let's make it happen. And working with Blaze was so cool, you know. I enjoyed it. The guy is so professional. He makes me laugh. He's a comedian, you know. And I keep talking about June Nagy's so kiss and roll, and all. Oh my God, the set was so fun, and it was so cool. I had a blast. I definitely do have a blast.
But
so Blaze, talk
about one thing. She got the lead role because her mom, she's a wonderful human being, because she did cook a nice food for me. I said, okay, in competition.
That's not true. That is not true. You saw me on Facebook, and he actually said, okay, are you an actress? And I said, yes, I am a producer. And he said, okay, I have a movie, okay, would you like? And I said, okay, well, come over my house so we can have a business meeting. It's not about my mom's food now. I know you like my mom's food, but
yeah. Can your mom cook a little bit?
Oh, her mom is she knows how to cook. But I never came back to that house, but I wish I will. I will stop by and beg her to, you know, to make the same food. By the way, the movie I'm an American won the best comedy at the festival, Hard Media International Film Festival. Best comedy.
That's good. Congratulations.
I did thank everybody who contributed, but I didn't want to give them the award because I kept it. I said, I'm going to just thank you. I'm going to keep the award. You know?
Yeah, so, Blazer, so if you keep doing more movies with Wendy, you can get over there and get some more of that good food.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Blaise, speaking of the
food,
he's
an African man. I mean,
what's
they
that?
Love food.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
they love food.
Men love good food, and my mom loves to cook, and I can cook, too, because I'm an African woman, you know? I mean,
That's right. So we're getting ready to wrap this show up here in a few minutes here. So let's talk about a couple things. Let's talk about the audition process for Coming from Africa. And then let's start talking about the projects you guys have coming up in the future. So Blaze, why don't you start talking about the audition process?
Okay, the audition process, we did have a production manager, the casting manager. He did a very good job, and then we did have a casting, and Laurel, I did have my criteria. I didn't want to have a lead come from out of state, you know.
Okay.
That was the criteria. And that production manager did get somebody who was very talented out of it. You know?
Uh-huh.
She was very, very nice and everything. But I had to find somebody who was meeting the criteria of the profile. I was lucky, very, very lucky to find Wendy, who is the best choice that I could never imagine.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'm the one who's lucky.
Thank you so much.
And
I'm lucky
you are a team player.
Thank you.
And it was the difficulty that I had with Wendy to work with in the beginning was because she, as a producer, you know, because she's a producer as an actress, she had an opinion because she has experience in producing, you know. And that, but finally, you know, everything did balance out very, very, very well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you understand what I'm saying? Two
we all have the ups and downs.
Yeah, two producers meeting, and then acting. You know, it was very challenging, but at the end, we did pull up very, very well. And she's a team player. She's down to earth. She loves everybody. She's friendly with everybody. She doesn't look down anybody, you know. That did create that family ambience, you know, and things did work well. So the casting was done. We did have a casting. At the meantime, there were some actors of I Am an American who did so good that we told them to come back for the second movie. Like Lee Sturivan, he didn't have to go through the casting again. He was so good. And he's the best of all of us. Do you agree with me, Wendy?
He's the best. Like, the guy
the
is so talented. He's a comedian. Very natural.
Comedian.
He played it so well.
Yeah. Okay, so we gotta wrap up. So now, so just go ahead and put out there your, Wendy, I'll have you start. Put out your, all your information as far as you got your films coming up, your Facebook, your Twitter, anything else you want to put out there to publicize yourself?
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Wendy Benger, of course. I'm an African actress, producer, and you can catch me on Facebook, Wendy Benger. Oh, Twitter, Wendy Hansels, Hancils. I mean, pretty much the intro is going to be out soon. That's all I have to say. And coming from Africa, we're going to do the premiere. That's going to be one of the hottest movie in town. Like, this movie is going to be a must-watch movie. Trust me, we have all these talented actors.
I can't wait. It's going to be a good one.
Yes. And
yeah,
fun working
I'm excited.
With Blaze is a wonderful person, and I enjoyed working with him. Thank you so much, Blaze, for giving me the lead, and I'm so happy. And you are the best. Thanks, Pat.
All right, Blaze, put your stuff out there.
Okay, Blaise Christian, Christian is B-L-A-I-S-E, Christian, C-H-I, Christian, like Christian, Christian is S-I-T-C-H-E-T, S as a time, I-T as a Tom, C as a cat, H-E-T. You can type it on Google, and then you'll find everything, you know, everything, even where I live. Don't come to my house, Well, I'm just kidding. Okay,
right.
And you can find everything. You can search on Google, on Facebook too, the same name, Blaise Christian Sichet. And you can check also Coming From Africa with K. It's K-O-M-I-N-Z from Africa with a K, not with a C. Coming with K from Africa, Africa with K. And you can search it on Google, see the trailer. Very, very nice trailer.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, Wendy and Blaze, I just really want to thank you for coming on the show and being my guest tonight. I really can feel the energy, and when that movie hits the streets, it's going to be no joke. It's really going to be a big success, I predict.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much,
William.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we'll definitely have you on again, you know, as you make more films and, you know, after the premiere, and we'll have you back on. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
You're officially invited. You know, you're going to be in a limo with us. Thank you.
Okay. I'll take you up on that offer.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Wendy and Blaze. Well, y'all have a great night.
Okay.
You too.
Thanks a lot, William.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And to all my listeners out there, I want to leave you with this. Experience enables you to recognize a mistake every time you repeat it. Good night.
Keeps the vomit on the run.